Talking Automotive for VACC, providing support to the automotive industry with valued information and advice during these tough times.
Jeff Gwillim, good evening to you.
Dennis, good evening.
I mentioned that we're going to be talking about electric cars, and I got an email from Jonathan. I recently drove a Tesla Model X, top-of-the-range electric car. We're going straight to the top here, Jeff. Most incredible thing he has ever driven.
They are incredible, and most people that drive an electric car, particularly Tesla and the sports models, they just want to buy one. They're magnificent on power, they're beautifully fitted, and but, you know, we've got about half a dozen electric vehicles now, Dennis, in Australia. They're under $50,000, and they go further on range than they used to. And actually, through the COVID period, you know, the electric car sales actually haven't dipped. Now, we know that they're very low, and they're less than 1% of the car market in Australia. However, we've got a 20% drop over the last year in petrol and diesel vehicle sales, obviously, because of COVID. Electric cars actually held pace with the previous year, which was a great year for electric cars. The oddity of the COVID situation.
Is there any particular reason, or is it because people who are going to buy an electric car have done all their research, they know exactly the one that they want, and they can just purchase it perhaps without visiting a dealership?
I think there's a lot about that, Dennis. I think people have been at home for a long time, and they've had a lot of time to do research on the value of electric cars. But also, and go with me here, there's a lot of people that have reconnected, if you like, with the natural environment. They can hear the birds again. And I think people are making these decisions around lifestyle and around a commitment to the environment. And it's a very small growth overall. But I think that time at home, Dennis, has had a lot of people to go, you know what, I do want an electric car, and I'm going to go and do some research. And because those prices are coming down, the three new Tesla models, that are, you know, the upgrades to the S and the 3 that have come out now, the 2020, they're all about $7,000 cheaper than the previous model. So, you know, we've got momentum here. However, you know, we've still got a big car market, petrol, diesel, and we'll be selling those for a long time as well.
Love to hear from people who have considered or are considering buying an electric car. Jeff, are we able on Wednesday to get back to car yards and actually have a look at them?
We are. Yeah, we are. So tomorrow is what they call dark opening. Sounds a bit sinister, but it means that you can go to work and, you know, the retail sector can go to work and get the workplace ready. On Wednesday, all of those people that have been sitting around talking about buying a car and doing their research, you need to get out and buy that car. Also, you know, those dents you wanted to get repaired, those cosmetic paint jobs on your car, get them done and get your car in and get it fixed, because what we don't want is a huge bottleneck in the last 2 weeks of December. But those car yards, they'll be out there tonight with the polish and the dusters, making sure those cars are in good order. And, you know, get out there and let's get this retail market moving and get people into good cars.
Love to hear from people. Have you considered buying an electric car? Have you gone down the path, or have you bought one? What's the experience like? Is it living up to what you expected? Because one of the things that was bothering people a lot, Jeff, was a lack of places to charge, and also the length of time it took to charge.
Well, there's been huge movement there, Dennis, in terms of the amount of charging stations that are now available, but also about a third of the charging stations that are available are rapid charge now, which means, you know, you can charge a car in about 20 minutes and sometimes less than that. So there's been private and government money that's been spent starting to roll out a much better infrastructure. The other thing is as well is that if you look at the price overall of an electric car, it's about a third as much to run in terms of the cost of electricity. So the savings are there. But that range anxiety's changed, Dennis, because some of the new cars, you can get 600 kilometres out of them on one charge. Now, even if you've got a bit of a headwind, you've got the radio on, the air conditioning going, you're still going to get a good 550 kilometres out of one run, which is halfway to Sydney. I mean, who's doing that every day? Most people travel less than 50 kilometres a day going to work and back.
Yeah, of course they do. And that's one of the things where... You can, you know, you pull into your garage and pop it on charge when you get home, and it's virtually going to be fully charged all the time.
Well, it is, and because we've had that boom, Dennis, in solar panels going on roofs as well, it doesn't take long to work out. Well, I've got the solar panels up, and unless you've got a big, you know, a 13-kilometre Tesla battery pack or a different type of battery pack on your wall, unless you're using that electricity during the day, you're going to lose a lot of that. So get a battery pack, stick it in, and the next thing you're going to think of is, well, why don't I charge my car up with it and actually run my car for next to nothing because it's straight off of the roof. Porsche are bringing out an electric car, Volvo got an electric car, Mercedes-Benz got an electric car. So we go right from the Kona, right the way through the range, the mid-sized cars. Hyundai's got a nice car. The range is really starting to pick up.
All right, we'll talk more about this after the break. Electric cars, 96900-693. Hello, good evening to you.
Yes, why not just put your toe in the water and go the whole hog and get an electric Harley? Or better still, an electric push bike or electric motor scooter, but not an electric foot scooter, a step scooter, because they're not registered, they're dangerous, they're terrible. But I think, up here in Brunswick, you can get a Ceres, the Environment Park. They've had a roof solar thing for 5 years at least. You can take your car or your motorcycle or your push bike there and charge it. And the same at the Moreland Council, the Republic of Moreland. They've got a PowerPoint there, and the bloke always puts his motor scooter there and plugs it in. So it might be that if you can't go the car, go the two-wheel option, and of course you can park in town on the footpath or where you've got a spot, and away you go.
There's a thought, Jeff. Thank you, Edo.
Yeah, well, it's a great idea, and I did look at that Harley. It came up a couple of weeks ago, Dennis, and it's a beautiful-looking vehicle, that motorcycle, that is. But, you know, a lot of inner-city stuff, and I think as countries around the world start to tax petrol and diesel vehicles around inner cities, I think more and more people will look at electric scooters, electric motorcycles, because they're very, very good for city driving. They're good for other driving as well, but why wouldn't you? They're going to have no pollution at the point of exit anyway.
Jeff Quillam, always a pleasure. VACC CEO, talking automotive. Jeff Quillam.